This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk, and I'm here with Don Riley.
Well, we competed in the 12-meter world championship on board the quite famous Courageous, which was sailed by Ted Turner, the last boat to have won the America's Cup twice. And we competed against four other boats in the modern division, and there were five boats in the traditional division. And we sailed with a very young and diverse crew.
Tell us a little bit about your crew.
So it was really cool. Kimbra and Mark Walter were the owners of the boat. Well, we had Jasmine Mijar on the front of the boat. She's Indian and Spanish. We had Andrew, who's from Vietnam, in the mid-bow. We had Mamadou, who's Senegalese, on the mast. And then it just kept going from there. So the coolest part, though, is that these are young people. None of them had stepped foot on an America's Cup 12-meter before this season. Most of them had sailed about 15 days, and we were able to pull off a team that beat every boat at one point or another except for Challenge 12, and we were ahead of every boat at one point or another, and we ended up fourth out of the five boats.
That's fantastic, Don. And so you were the captain on this boat. Did you provide the training?
I was the skipper and coach, which is really hard because, as Mamadou said, your brain must do every position. And that is so true. So I was exhausted. I slept for 12 and a half hours last night, but I'm back.
That was well deserved, Dawn. It's just really great to hear from you. And so what is the next adventure for Courageous?
Well, I'm going to talk to the owners again in this week and figure out what's happening with Courageous. But right now, we're getting ready for Safe Harbor Regatta, where we have OC-86 and a FAR 40 and a JD-66 and a Curve 50. And our training program continues with the Vineyard Race, then the Triple Crown. Vineyard is offshore. Triple Crown, which is high performance. So we're trying to work to save U.S. sailing and reboot the Olympics. So there's so much happening at Oak Cliff. With the America True Scholarship, which is from the America True campaign out of San Francisco, San Francisco Yacht Club, we actively have scholarships for need base for people from community sailing programs. So we are very passionate about training the next generation and reaching into the diverse communities to bring them into the top of the sport. And we're a job training place. So you can come out as a sailmaker, a yacht designer. As a matter of fact, we're doing such a good job, I'm having trouble keeping staff because they just keep getting awesome opportunities.
Well, it goes without saying that you would have inclusion as part of your mission. And Don, it's always very great to hear from you because you're always doing wonderful things.
Thank you so much. I'm proud of what we're doing here at Oak Cliff Sailing, and I need more people because we have too many boats. Go to oakcliffsailing.org or email me at race, R-A-C-E, at oakcliffsailing.org.
That sounds great, Don. This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk.
All right, it is Tuesday at 9:40. We heard a little crisscross applesauce. That means it's time to check in with our friends at SailsportsTalk.com. And co-hosting the segment with me is Karen Lyle, as per usual. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing fantastic today, Rick, and yourself?
Not too bad. Let's welcome our guest. Pleased to have her. It is the executive director of the 12-meter yacht club. It's Peggy Wilson-Hersom. And she is here. First of all, Peggy, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit more about the 12-meter yacht club.
Thank you for having me. 12-meter yacht club, Newport Station, is the incorporated name for the 12-meter class in North America. So we are under the banner of the International 12-meter Association, otherwise known as ITMA, which is divided up into three segments, three different groups around the world, in the Baltic, the Mediterranean, and North America. So we represent the North American class of 12 meters, and we are stationed here in Newport, Rhode Island, capital of sailing in the United States.
Peggy, it's great talking to you. I know you're in the middle of a storm right now, and so glad that you could connect with us.
Well, it's not anymore. It's cleared up, thank goodness.
That's
pretty crazy.
Good. Can you tell our listeners, who are many of whom are not sailors, about the 12-meter class and why this boat was so significant in America's Cup and has become a classic that has world championships based around it?
This is the boat and the design that I think so many people growing up from the 40s, 50s on, and certainly the 60s, think of as the America's Cup boats. These were the boats sailed in the America's Cup and chosen to be sailed for a good 20 years. A lot of them were sailed by the iconic names of people racing, including Ted Turner, famous Ted Turner, who had his right-hand man, Gary Johnson, involved as a tactician, Dennis Connor. It was kind of the heyday of the America's Cup until America lost it in 1983 here in Newport. And actually, it was 40 years ago this year that we lost the America's Cup here in Newport. So it was kind of ironic that we held this world championship for the 12 meters this year. These are a basic sloop rigged boat. So they're not basic at all and not easy to sail. But compared to what the America's Cup boats are today, they are basic in their design. There's one mast and one boom and a spinnaker, one spinnaker with a pole. So very different from modern boats today that are sailed. So another reason why these are so iconic. They continue to draw legends that sailed them for so many years to keep sailing them. They're very special. Like I said, they're not easy, but they are beautiful on the water. And as you can talk to any real pros in the business or in this class who sailed them, it's quite a feeling to be on these boats, going upwind or downwind. They're majestic. They're beautiful. They've got a lot of speed. And in Newport, they are very well known. There are probably five or six of them, maybe seven, that are out almost every day on daily charters. You can go out on a day charter on these 12-meter boats through either the 12-meter charters or the America's Cup charters. And you can also charter them for corporate activities, et cetera. So the people in Newport and the state of Rhode Island are very used to seeing these iconic boats out on the water. Many of them have won the America's Cup. Weatherly has won the America's Cup. Columbia has won it twice. Intrepid has won. So these are really amazing, special boats with long heritage, and they're out there today. So you don't have to be a sailor to appreciate the beauty and majesty of these boats.
My father went to OCS in Newport before he became an ensign in the United States Navy, and so he was always very fond of Newport. But you did mention the America's Cup. They always said whatever skipper lost the cup, his head will replace on the podium where the trophy was. But was that the worst thing to happen to your town since the Battle of Quaker Hill?
It certainly was significant, and it's sort of like that year of 1983 sticks out a lot to people, and we have been kind of highlighting the fact that this is 40 years later, this year. Who knows? Someday we will be back with it. The New York Yacht Club is trying hard to win that back next year in Barcelona. And so maybe it will be back here. But, yeah, that was this significant time. And anyway, not that the 12-meter world replaces that in any way, but for Newport, this was a big regatta that sort of harkened back to that era with these lovely boats.
So, what is your favorite experience on a boat?
I don't actually race or sail the 12 meters. I've been on them. I'm really more of a small boat, as we say, one design sailor. But I have been on them, and going downwind is something on those boats that you can't even fathom. The sail area, they're just amazing. And, you know, they're big. They're almost 70 feet in length. And, again, they're very, very special class. The lines are beautiful. The build is strong, and these are tough boats that have obviously withstood years and years of sailing. And some of them have been restored. Some of them have come out of some dark times and been restored. And we're very grateful to the people who have put their money behind these boats and have maintained them and or restored them and brought them back to life here in Newport. So really grateful, and this class is growing strong.
Couple more questions for Peggy Wilson Hersom. You mentioned ITMA. It's over 100 years old, that organization. Is it the kind of thing internationally where you can just show up and it's almost like a fraternity or a sorority? You're just like, you know, you're all family?
Well, I think, you know, it is a worldwide organization, so there are a lot of people who have been entrenched in it for a long time. But these boats do change ownership. And so, in fact, post pandemic, or actually post 2019, which was the last time we had the world here in Newport, then we went, you know, right into the pandemic, and some of these boats did change hands, and so there was kind of this new camaraderie, and you know, kind of looking around like, who are you? Wait, oh, you own that boat now? So there's been a lot of rebuilding of the class and getting to know everybody, and that also transcends to the ITMA, the International 12-meter class as well, because these boats now are part of that international class. So the same thing is happening in Europe. The same thing is happening, you know, in both of those locations in the Med and Baltic. So, you know, it's a fraternity in ways, but there are new members of the fraternity coming in play. So it's very vibrant and strong.
Peggy, I just talked to Dawn Riley yesterday. She pulled over on the side of the road to give me a quick interview, and she took a brand new crew that had only been sailing for 15 days. It was very inclusive, new sailors out on Courageous, and they placed fourth. How was that for the race, the 12-meter race that was just finished, having this new blood and infusion of enthusiasm?
Well, and young blood. So Dawn and her crew seriously held their own against a lot of pros. In the world, it was broken into two divisions, the modern boats, which Courageous is in, and then the traditional vintage division, which a lot of the older, the Weatherly, Columbia, American Eagle, a lot of those older iconic boats are in that class. The modern division includes Challenge 12, Enterprise, Defender. A lot of these boats have sailed in the America's Cup trials or in the America's Cup. Courageous, which has won twice. And what am I missing? We've got five of them. And Freedom. And Freedom is actually owned by a gentleman from Japan and also the United States, Mr. Okura. And he's got an incredible crew of very talented professionals, two of whom are in the America's Cup Hall of Fame, as is Dawn. And so the fact that Dawn and her young crew really held their own out there was a true testament to new blood being trained well. Those kids know how to sail. So anyway, it was great. There were a lot of females out there, two female crew on Challenge 12, which was the winner in the modern division. They were female crew on, you know, several of the boats in both divisions. So, and I do have word that there may be an all-female crew going over to Europe next year to Barcelona on American Eagle. So we'll see if that happens. But certainly Dawn is paving the way in introducing, she was the only female skipper, and introducing younger, talented kids.
That's Peggy Wilson-Herson of the 12-Meter Yacht Club, Newport, Rhode Island. How can we find out more online about the club?
Well, we have some amazing footage from the 5 days of racing. We were really blessed and lucky to have beautiful weather here in Newport. And you can go on to 12, that's 12, mrworlds.com. All of our video and drone footage is up on that. That was done by Nick Waviotis from Skyla Filmworks and commentated by Tucker Thompson, a renowned sailing commentator. And it's absolutely world-class to watch. There are also highlights on that. And then on social media, our photographer, Stephen Cloutier, has posted all over our Facebook and Instagram pages, as well as many of the best photographers in the sailing world. They were all out there. Anna Vanderwall, Daniel Forrester, Sharon Green. These are the rock stars of sailing photography, and they were all out. So the pictures are truly everywhere, but the videos you really should watch.
All right, and also, as always, going to SailSportTalk.com. Peggy Wilson-Herson, Karen Lyle, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you, Peggy.
All right, Karen, you're literally running people off the road to interview them?
Yeah. Well, someone put the interview together for me, and I had like 12 minutes to grab that 3-minute interview that was at the top of the show.
All right, that's good stuff. Thanks for coming by. We'll talk to you next week.